Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Sports Daily continuing. Hopefully everybody's got a good weekend set up. Happy Friday. Happy Football Friday. Trying to run down Terry Johnson from State Farm. The State Farm selection so far this year, 10 and 11. Bruce and I are one game over at 11 and 10. Nobody's really had a
jump out breakout weekend.
Yeah, it's just win one, lose one. That's exactly how it's been. Not very seismic.
But there are interesting games. This weekend is much more intriguing just because of the skin in the game. There's some really nice matchups, important matchups, intriguing matchups.
Well,
that I bet you we have some very strong differences of opinion on.
And once league gets here, you know, everything changes.
Oh, everything. So,
I mean, spreads get smaller, the familiarity, you know, that kicks in. And I'll have some news and notes on the
Oklahoma. Some nuggets?
I'll have some nuggets maybe to influence you one way or the other on four of these games. The only one that I don't have any real dirt is the West Virginia KU game. Terry Johnson joining us now on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Terry, how are you?
Very good. How are you guys?
Ready to make
Brand
your debut
good,
this year?
Good, Terry. Good to catch up with you.
All right. You've got the games, correct, Terry?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's get going.
All right.
Here we go. The first game is West Virginia at Kansas. Both teams coming off big victories. KU comes back home, and they are a 4.5-point underdog. I think the spread started much bigger than this, but it's shrunk to 4.5 is where I have it. I'll go first. And as badly as I want KU to back up that victory with another one, I think West Virginia has a little too much for them. So give me the Mountaineers laying that 4.5. Bruce, what do you think?
I don't think it's going to be much more than that, but I would agree. I think that just the profile of what West Virginia brings to the table tends to match up pretty well with Kansas. I don't have a great deal of confidence in this pick because I don't know what to expect from either one of these football teams, to be honest. But I'm going to take West Virginia in about a 5 or 6 point win at Kansas.
Okay, Terry Johnson, you want to make it a clean sweep on these two teams with brand new head coaches?
You know, I feel like I ought to, but I'll just be the lone dissenter here and go with
KU. Attaboy.
I like the logic.
I like it.
Taking
KU you.
Just because. All right, Bruce, you're first
just
on this
because.
One. Oklahoma State traveling to Texas. Oklahoma State getting 5.5, so they're an underdog. But the Cowboys have won 5 straight in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, Oklahoma State has won each of the last 4 meetings, but 3 of which were decided by 3 points each. The 4-game win streak by the Cowboys is longest by them in that series history. All right, Bruce, here you go.
Oklahoma State has played no one. They can throw the football, and if Texas has a weakness, certainly. We saw it, Joe Burrow and LSU throwing the ball at will against Texas. So from that standpoint, it gives me pause inside the number, which is at 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
How much better is Texas this year? How much better is this football team? And I don't know the answer to that yet, but I know that Texas has at least played LSU and played them tight. This one is a throw it into the wind and see which way we go. And I'm going to come down with Texas. I think Texas makes a statement and wins a game that I think is going to be probably a little bit more difficult than you think. But give me Texas by a touchdown.
All right. Texas quarterback Sam Ehlinger has completed 73% of his passes with 11 touchdowns and no interceptions the first three games this season. Terry, what do you think? Oklahoma State plus 5.5 at Texas.
I'm going to go with the home team, Texas.
Well, I'm going to go all Terry Johnson on you and take Oklahoma State just because you guys took Texas plus. But the last three games have been decided by 3 points each, and if this one is,
then good, absolutely,
that gives me Oklahoma
absolutely.
State. So we'll see.
You have the most sound logic of the three of us, so go for it.
I like hearing that. All right, Terry, you go first on this one. Michigan to Wisconsin, getting 3.5 points. The Wolverines are 1-5 on the road against ranked teams under Jim Harbaugh. Wisconsin has won its last three home games when both teams have been ranked in the AP poll, and Wisconsin is coming off back-to-back shutouts for the first time since 2013. All right, those are your nuggets, Terry. Does that sway you one way or the other? Who you got?
Wisconsin, home team again.
On Wisconsin. I agree. I will take Wisconsin. I know they haven't played anybody, but shutting two teams out in a row is no mean feat. I don't trust Michigan very much, so I'll take Wisconsin.
Well, you can't trust Michigan at this point, and the Camp Randall effect is real at Wisconsin. So that's a clean sweep. I'm going to take Wisconsin at home as well.
Okay, I will pick first on this one. Auburn is getting 3.5 at Texas A&M. Auburn will play four of its next five games on the road, with three of the four coming against teams currently ranked in the AP poll, beginning with Texas A&M on Saturday. Auburn has lost four of their last five road games against top 25 teams, with the exception of that coming against then number 25 Texas A&M in 2015. This will be a little bit of a baptism for Bo Nix. He's the freshman quarterback for Auburn, but he's attempted 70 passes with four touchdowns since his second interception in that game against Oregon. So he's coming on. The 12th man here at A&M, I think, is the difference. So give me A&M laying 3.5. Surely they can beat Auburn by four. I'm going to go with Texas A&M. Give me the home team. Bruce?
I would agree. I think Auburn is slightly overrated.
Okay.
And I think A&M is good and battle-tested. It's not like Auburn isn't from Oregon, right?
Yeah.
A&M went to Clemson and played a pretty competitive football game. It was a backdoor cover there, but I think that they go through the front door here. I like A&M given the points.
All right, Terry, Auburn getting 3.5 at Texas A&M. What do you got?
Well, A&M also makes a sweep.
Clean sweep.
All
that
right,
time.
There you go. All right.
Okay, final college game. It's probably the game of the week. It is Notre Dame at Georgia. And Notre Dame is getting 14.5, making its first trip to the state of Georgia in 13 years. Fighting Irish have scored 101 points in their first two games. And Ian Book has six touchdown passes and no interceptions in the two games, although five of them came against New Mexico. Book will be making his sixth career start on the road. He's gone 5-0 with a total QBR of 86. In those two games. On the other side, Jake Fromm made his first career start against Notre Dame as a freshman in 2017. He was not good, but Georgia won by one. So, Bruce, big number. Notre Dame getting 14.5 against Georgia.
Too big a number. That's a three-score game. Come on. Notre Dame inside the number. Don't think they win the game, but I certainly think that they're within 14 points.
Georgia's offensive line is bigger than some NFL teams, Terry.
Yes,
who
they
you got?
Are.
Georgia minus 14.5 against Notre Dame in Athens.
I agree that it's an awful big number. I'm with Notre Dame also.
All right.
Go for it.
If it's that big of a spread, we talk about how smart the guys in the desert are. If it's that big of a spread, then there's a blowout factor written all over this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say Georgia wins it by more than 14.5. 48-20 sounds okay to me. So if the wise guys are laying 14.5 with the Golden Domers being the underdogs, then I got to believe in Georgia. So I'll go there. Terry, you go first on the NFL games, the first one of two. It's Kansas City minus 6.5 at home against Baltimore. Both teams are 2-0.
Well, I'm going to presume the magic keeps happening and go with KC.
It's hard to argue. Baltimore hadn't really played anybody.
Nope.
Yet they've looked really good in two wins, one better than the other. Mahomes and Jackson are both at 7 touchdowns and no interceptions. That's a fascinating matchup to me. Look, Baltimore's going to try to slow it down, going to try to limit the possessions. I say maybe they backdoor cover here. Maybe they score late, get close. So I'll take Baltimore plus the points. I think the Chiefs win, and I hope they do, but I'll take the points. Bruce?
This has got 3-point game written all over it. Kansas City wins, Baltimore inside the number.
All right, who goes first this time? Me?
Yeah.
I think I'm up. This is the biggest spread of the week. New England, minus 22.5 against the Jets. Jets are working on their third-team quarterback, and New England's at home. I'm not afraid of all those points. I'll take the Patriots. I think they might shut them out again. They shut out Miami in a similar spread, 43-0. So I'll take New England laying a huge number against the Jets. Bruce?
34-7 does the trick.
Yes, it does.
That's giving the Jets a touchdown that they might not even get.
34-10.
Give me New England.
Does the job, too.
Yeah.
All right, Terry, you think the Patriots can cover that big number? 22.5 against the Jets.
Nope. Sweep it again.
All right. So we all agree on New England, Texas A&M, and Wisconsin. So there is some variant and some change up in there. Terry Johnson from State Farm, we appreciate all you do. Good to catch up with you. We'll get you next time, okay? Have a great weekend.
All righty. You guys have a great
weekend.
Thanks,
Terry.
All right, thank you,
too. All right, buddy.
So there we go. There's your State Farm picks.
What's the one out of that group you have the most confidence in?
The most confidence in.
Give me your two most confident picks.
I think Wisconsin might blow out Michigan.
Okay.
And I'm
New England's my other one.
I suppose so.
And that's with a 22.5 point spread.
Dude, it might be 27-0 by halftime.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be.
The one I hate.
There aren't many teams that you'd take that with, but New England's probably one of them.
Yeah, and you know what? Belichick doesn't call off the dogs necessarily either.
No.
He lets them play until the game's over.
No, they just go out and play.
The one I hate the most, yeah, I think, is A&M and Auburn. I was real shaky on that one.
All right, fair enough.
Not much confidence points on that one.
Yeah. I'm shaky on the Texas pick against Oklahoma State, simply because of the history that game has.
Yeah, and you don't trust Texas.
No, and I don't. No, especially not defensively.
Right.
And Oklahoma State, of course, can sling it around a little bit. So there you go. All right. Let's get to it. OTD is coming up next on this day in history. It's Bill approved.
Yes.
Listener approved.
Bill
absolutely
is a fan of this segment. And we're
absolutely
proud of it.
And it's coming up next. September 20th happened on this day in history in the world of sports, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your equipment rental headquarters. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.